The were-arrow went round, so it did, a nation wants a gaze, and the ballad in the filibrine trancope meter affection by Teocibo in his Casuidas de Pelucanello Artahut, stampeded onto a slip of blanco vide and headed by an excessively rough and red woodcut privately printed at the rhyme press of Delaville, soon fluttered its secret on white highway and brown byway to the rose of the winds and the blue of the gales, from archway to lattice and from black hand to pink ear, village crying to village, through the five pussy fours green of the United States of Scotia Picta, and he who denies it may his hairs be rubbed in dirt, to the added strains, so peaceful, of his majesty the flute, that one croon king of inscrutments, Pickett's purist, Cielo al saluto, which Mr. De Lacy, Horn, anticipating a perfect downpour of plaudits among the rhapsods, piped out of his decent Stuart hat, looking still more like his Percy full namesake, as men of Gaul noted, but before of his sput about, the snowy crested curl, a moist, the leader's wild and molting air, Dr. Hitchcock hoisted his fezzy fuzz at bludgeon's height, signum to his companions the chalice for the lower, loud fellow, boys and silentium and curia, our maypole once more where he rose of old, and the canto was chanty there, chorused and christened whereby the old toll gate, St. Anona Street and the church.